This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Wednesday.
I mean, are we so busy that we totally are missing the moment? We're going to talk about today how to slow down and seize the moment. Well, we back this up with two scriptures, Matthew 6:34. It says, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Well, that's for sure. And then, of course, Psalms 118:24. "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
Okay, and you hear the emphasis on this is the day. It's not talking about tomorrow. It's not talking about yesterday. It's talking about this is the day. To stay in today. That's how I interpret that.
Yeah.
And, you know, God gives us enough grace for each day. And that tells me a lot right there.
That's right. I mean, you know, I mean, this can be true for us, man. We may feel that our life is beyond repair today, or that God would never use anything significant, you know, in my life or our lives, because we're missing that moment, you know, that he's trying to do that. But God often uses the most unlikely people to work his greatest miracles.
You're listening to two people.
Yeah. but the thing is here, you know, the difference is they didn't miss the moment. God was speaking to them. God was directing them, and they took that moment and they seized it. You know, I mean, it provides to the world that he's at work, man, when you don't miss the moment.
Yeah.
Be a willing vessel to God.
It's so hard times.
You know, that can be, you know, that'll transform
people
and it'll impact others, you know, and because missing that moment is so crucial, you know, because God may be showing you something right beside you, and you might be going, "Wow, man, you know, I missed that moment." You know what I mean?
Because let's talk about right now. Well, because you're trying to work, you're trying to shop, you're trying to get from one gathering to another gathering, you're trying to eat right, you're trying to sleep right.
Yeah, you got squirrels in your head going a million miles an hour.
And we're driving this home this month.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, because we know we need to hear it.
That's for sure.
And so we know y'all need to hear it. And you just have to decide what's really important here. What can wait? And here's the other thing. We talked about this the other day. What is not going to be remembered after all is said and done?
Yeah, really.
Well, that'll take care of a lot of it right there. You know, really, what's the motive here?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. I mean, you know, I know, Teresa, didn't you have an experience when you were sitting here in the office in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
You looked out the window. What happened there?
Oh, I just sat down and I looked out the window and I saw a bird chasing a squirrel. I mean, he was hovering over the squirrel. I mean, the squirrel can't fly. At least this one couldn't. And he was hovering down just enough and was chasing that squirrel.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, I would have missed that. I wouldn't even have seen it because I was so driven to, "Oh, this is the way it is." I couldn't see anything around me, nobody around me, any activity, what God was doing. And he continues to do that transformation in me to where I'm more aware. And I was so grateful for that, because he knows I love nature, I love animals, and I got to see that.
Yeah.
And to me, that was him saying, "That was just for you, daughter. Love you. Now,
go
on, whatever it is you're doing for me, that next right thing in front of you, I'm watching, I'm happy and pleased. Now, what'd you think about that?"
Yeah,
I got more. I got more for you.
That's true.
It was cool.
It was. You know, just the other evening, you know, we went to see our nieces play that they're in. And as we walked in, there was people, other kids, you know, they're handing out programs, I guess, that weren't in the show. And there was one.
I actually didn't know that you saw her because we didn't mention it.
Yeah, one little girl that had Down syndrome.
Mm, she was cute.
She was cute as can be. And she was handing me a program. I already had one. I said, "Well, honey, I already have one." I said, "But you know what? I really appreciate it."
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and smiled.
Mm-hmm.
That was a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a God moment. Because I looked at her and I said, wow. Mm-hmm. I said, what a beautiful child. Mm-hmm. You know, and years ago, I might have been judgmental of that.
Mm.
You know? But not anymore, because you know God gave me that moment. You know what I mean? You know, and it was a special moment mm-hmm. for me, because I just looked at her with such love and compassion, not to feel sorry for her, because man, she was doing it. Man, she was getting after it. She was involved. She was heading out programs. You know, and you know, for her, mm-hmm. she was the star of the play.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she wasn't on stage, what she was doing was important.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for giving me the ability to give her a little bit of recognition and tell her, no, but I sure appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not tooting my own horn, that's for sure, because years ago I wouldn't have said that.
Well, see, and I can admit this right now. I took a program from her too, yeah. and I thanked her, and I saw her, yeah. and I saw her with my two eyes. But I was so bent on getting in the yeah. door, and finding our family that I didn't even acknowledge yeah. that how special she was,
oh,
and even
she
saying
was.
Something to you so we could have taken a little bit more time and maybe visited with her and loved on her a little bit. So
yeah.
see, but I was too. Too much thinking about getting in through those doors and getting a good seat. See? Well,
yeah, and you know, at times, you know, that'll be me, you know what I mean, when we're together, and you'll see something and I'll miss it. And so, but you know what, I've thought about her often today, mm-hmm. and it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it had such an impact on me, but it was just.
Because the Holy Spirit
I guess
all
what
over
I'm
her.
Trying, I, yeah, it was. And what I'm trying to say is this: I was so proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how much I loved her, or how much her parents love her, no one loves her more than God.
Right.
And that's why that moment was so special.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what it means about missing the moment. Did you miss the moment? Don't miss the moment.
Yeah.
You know, my oldest son came and borrowed my vehicle to move some stuff. And when I walked outside to get the keys after he returned my truck, I just saw him walking up
mm-hmm.
to me. You know, of course, he's huge. He's mm-hmm. a big old boy. And I just remembered him as a little boy
mm-hmm.
when he was walking up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't miss the moment.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I thank God I didn't miss that moment.
Mm, that's good, honey. You didn't tell me that yet. We
yeah.
didn't have time.
Well, we
didn't
have time.
That's great.
But
I'm
you know
so
what?
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because you are so driven and you are so highly charged. And when you
yeah.
tell me, I hear those things, I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, well, I thank God for that, you know. And I tell you, you will miss the moments. A lot of times, if you don't give your life to Christ. That's just the way it is, man. He'll slow you down. He'll say, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait on me. Listen to me. It's not always so important that you talk. It's more important that you listen.
Yeah.
That's why you read His Word.
And that's why He gave us two ears and one mouth, so we could do more listening than we can talking.
That's exactly right. But you know what, man, or ladies, if you've never given your life to Christ and you want to start seizing these moments, then you need to give your life to Him.
Yeah.
And maybe you thought you did, and you're realizing, you know, you're thinking, man, I never seize the moment. I'm always too busy. I'm always doing this. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can relate.
Yes, we can.
But God will allow you every day to seize a moment here or there throughout the day just to reassure you that, hey, man, God's there.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And He's showing you this. Yeah, you're still busy. Yeah, you're still doing your job or whatever it may be. But just for a second, you had a moment with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never given your life to him and if you'd like to do that today, we encourage you. We pray that you do. If maybe you thought you did and you're realizing, no, I never have. So, but you know what? If you'll pray this prayer with us, you'll have salvation. Mm-hmm. And then you can start seizing the moment. Mm-hmm. So please pray this prayer with us and know that you're saved. Okay. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to begin seizing the moment. And the first one I want to seize is giving my life to you. Today, I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm. Well, thank you all so much. This has been a really, I know, a touching podcast. We say, you know, in our intro, start laughing and living it up. Well, sometimes, you know, laughing, you know, it comes through tears. That's just the way it is. We're just really glad that you've been with us today. Today is hump day, so you got a couple more days till your weekend. And so we ask you to please pray about a church to attend this weekend. And, man, just, you know, enjoy yourself, you know. We ask you to please pray about a church that's a Bible teaching church.
And teaches Jesus that's the one and only way.
That's exactly right. So anyway, we're so happy for you, and we love y'all, and we want to give a shout out to everybody in Europe that listens to us. Wow, we're so glad and just honored and humbled that you do so, and we pray that you would forward these podcasts and get on our Facebook page, like us, and share them with all your friends.
This has been great.
Yeah.
And that was less than 13 minutes. Yeah. So we're excited about that for y'all. Anyway, until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.